Okay, so we were talking about, you're working for Time Magazine now in 1975.
1976.
76. In Vietnam, you are now okay because they know who you are. But Time Magazine does not know who you are, right? They don't know they don't know yet that
no,
you work,
yet.
Right. What year did they find out?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Okay, and what year then, when were you sent to Hanoi for, not re-education, but for reading, you know, for the, when were you sent to Hanoi for your studies of Leninism and economics? You had to go north for, not re-education, but school.
Yeah, I was ordered to go to attend the Institute of Political Institute of the Defense Department.
When was that?
It was summer 78 to summer 79, 1 year.
So that was actually 3 years after 3 years after liberation. And what did you do between 1976 and 1978? After Time Magazine closed up, what did you do? You just
stayed home and doing things, etc. Or stop fighting in secret because forbidden by the North Vietnamese. Reading books, not many, but many old books. Listen to the BBC and the VOA night time, late time in the morning. To help my children to learn, foreign language, etc.
And then they tell you to go up to Hanoi for 1 year. And then you come back.
No, I did go there first for the Congress, the fourth Congress.
When was the fourth Congress?
I think it was the end of 76.
So you went up there?
Yeah, I mean the end.
Okay.
Before that, I didn't go there to pay a visit to Hanoi. After the fall of Saigon.
You went?
I didn't go. When my wife returned from U.S.
And your wife returned when? And
we're right here in March 76. But she went to France in November and waiting. I thought that they would allow him to come back immediately. But so that's why I almost sent a cable telling her to return to the U.S.
Okay.
It cost a lot of money to stay in Paris.
Yeah.
Because no one had the order, had the right to let them back.
And then when you came back in 1979 from school, you came back from school, and in 1979, what did you do from 1979?
Oh, they asked me to contribute to write about the my part about the intelligence activity.
Yes.
In the South, etc. And from the beginning.
So you wrote about it?
A little bit about that, because I don't want to write, because too much, I said that too much, I cannot remember anything, because I didn't have document or anything.
Did they also ask you to teach reporting to teach?
They planned to ask me to go there and
teach people how to be reporters, right?
That's it. The Yangon paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, the editor came here and asked me to help them to teach the reporter and then photographer the way the capitalists did it, because they found out the capitalists very fast, very quick about that. To find story and to get the picture, to get the story, etc. And then everything very quick, very active. said, no, I cannot do that. And they said, why? You work for the foreign press, you work for the American press, for British, etc., agency, everything. I said, you cannot teach them. No. But your way of drawing is different completely from the capitalist world. If I teach them the capitalist world, your man will lose the membership card. Because the red card. Your no membership, they will be kicked out of the party. Because if they listen to me and write my way, and your paper is written for the country, and then is written for the member of the Communist Party and the country, and the military paper is for the soldier, so no one for public.
No free press.
Yeah. So how can you teach them? I just said that I thought that I was joking. I did not have the goodwill to talk to Mr. Muzon, big man. He gave me one breakfast with the man there. And then Mr. Muzon said, can you teach them? No, I told him really. American press is different. They make money out of the reader. Possible. But the publicity. More reader, more people publish, you know, advertisement.
Yeah.
That is the money they make. Your paper, who is going to read it? Who is going to have the money to make advertisement? There are no business. All business done by the government. So, no use. I cannot teach them the wrong way. See, I'm sincere.
Yeah. So
now they learn it. That's why they ask many people to come here to teach them and how to do it.
Now, obviously, you were not allowed to have visitors for a while, American visitors, you know.
No.
You were not. Right. And yet you were a hero of the revolution.
Hero of different things. Many heroes, more than that hero, altogether nationwide, that's time about 500 or so, over 300.
But families. You're a general. But here's my question. Why did they not let you go to the United States? Why?
Because I talked to Wagner. Who is going to tell me? Who is responsible for my departure?
So no one would want to sign your departure card.
Yeah.
Because
if Boutin, he was allowed to go to France. Who allowed him? Littor, when he was alive, to attend the humanity ceremony. So when Littor died really, he asked for the authorization to go. The people there said that look at so that he is responsible for that. So let him be so. And he went for good, he wouldn't return. So no one will blame. Let it all die already. So you put the blame on him. But if I go, suddenly anything happens to me, who is going to be responsible? The little Kamran Chad, the general, commander of the staff. He went to Singapore, you know, with his wife, etc. And he had a heart problem. From the top, go down by the lifter, ascensor.
He was dead, yeah.
And he fell fell into the arm of his wife, and he died. Body carried here. Even so, those who gave authorization for him to go there had a lot of problems, even though he died in the arm of his
wife.
His wife. And here I'm invited by myself to go there. And I have that habit of kissing the girl, embrace them, etc. And I'm old. I may be emotional enough, heart attack. I carry out my girl and do the ambulance. It looks very ridiculous.
Okay.
So you better not to go. And you talk very widely. a big, great, big number of guests back conference to discuss about the legacy of war. You can talk very widely who is going to stop.
But even today, if you were healthy, if you were very strong and very healthy, and you were invited to speak at Texas Tech, they would not let you go, right?
No.
Why? Even today, why?
Because I'm too wide.
Okay.
I don't know how much connection I have.
Okay.
And nobody here.
Okay. And that is why no visitors were allowed for a long time. But now everyone, how come they allow you to have visitors now?
Now they are sure that I am not wrong. I have done anything wrong. But they were sure that I was to die soon. So, and they checked everywhere, really. So I haven't betrayed them. I haven't done anything wrong. I felt wisely, that's my fault. So I have to stop it.
Okay.
And I tried to really to change my way of talking for 1 year, but I haven't changed enough. So what should I do now? You cannot pull me out and shoot. It doesn't look good in the back, yes, they did it. In the back, they did it. That's why when I went to Hanoi, they said, you are lucky. Your way of talking, if you talk up in the back, they will shoot you.
But today, all these articles written about you, newspaper, books. I went to the bookstore on Dong Khoi Street, Fasha. Big pile of the book about your life, you know? Everywhere in Vietnam, your picture and books about you. So in the country, they make you a hero, right? You are a cult figure, you know, very popular now. Books,
but
articles, but television show, documentaries, everything, right?
Yeah, because of the book I was supposed to give to you.
Yes, but how come
that book first? And that book won the prize because they launched a campaign to fight for security 81 particular writer to encourage the people to be vigilant to defend the country.
Right.
Yeah. And then 2 or 3 year campaign. And then they gave the war, they have many rewards for fiction, for novel, about war, etc. And then history, and this one is a kind of the biography, something like that. So Mrs. Hai won the reward about biography.
Yes. Did she live here in
Saigon? Yeah, she lived in Saigon, yeah.
Yeah. I met the other guy, Van.
Yeah.
But Miss Hai is the one who won the book award, yes, yes. My research assistant translated it, so I have read it now.
So I was supposed to give it you in June 2002.
I know.
But the big publish, plus she gave me only 6 copies. So thanks to that book, and then
the Hai Van book,
the Panier,
yeah,
trying to view me, not to use example to teach the young generation, had nothing to do with intelligence, because I had the courage to return, even though I could go for good when I was in the U.S., etc. And I know that I would be in trouble if I returned. But that is a lesson for the youth. And then they found out that many intelligent, this guy may be good about that. So I refused to say anything much about that. But thanks to the book of Mrs. Hai, they know that I know a lot of things. And I, the other way is to talk to those who had connection with me.
Right.
So that's why they published about that. And then the radio used it Mrs. Hypopus, and they have a kind of a TV for 1 hour, one and a half hour, something like that,
And now
and that's right. And then I asked him, why did you wait until now to ask me to do it? He said, well, the mission order, very close to the day you go to see the Emperor of Hell. So we checked everything. So so far, you haven't done anything wrong. That's why we allow your name to be known to the people.
And now they make a television documentary.
Yeah, they're trying to do it.
I was on that.
Not do documentary with a man like me. Nothing sensational. You should go with the political intelligence, like some of power. This one is good. Yeah, because they maneuver like against him.
James Bond, James Bond.
Maneuvering. But analyst, any journalist can do analyst. I did the same thing as an American journalist who worked for any agency.
Right.
So how can you reveal anything sensational? Nothing. You better not to do it.
Yes? Okay. Yeah.
And I told him about that. And they don't want to listen to me. They may invent things like this.
But your life story is very interesting.
It's not important.
No, but it's interesting. It is important. It's important as a window for understanding the war. You contributed to the victory of your country, and you have made friends everywhere. You know, and you have lived by a code of honesty and ethics that is quite admirable. Not just you. You know, there are many people like you, but. But your story is the one that Vietnam has decided to talk about. And because so many of your friends were members of the media and they wrote about you, you know, the spy, my friend the spy, you know, the person I know, Donald Sutherland, Stanley Carno, David Halberstam, it makes your life, illuminates it. It illuminates it. And because people are interested in spying or, you know, invisible ink, couriers, markets. It's a good story, you know, and it's about a good man. That's what I think, you know, about a war that America still doesn't understand. Okay.
They understand. They know the war very well.
Some Americans
they
do.
They fool you. They know. They apply it in Iraq.
Yeah. Well, but they take the wrong lessons in Iraq and Iran. The wrong lessons,
no.
You know.
They know.
Okay.
They learn a lot from here too.
But we could never have won the war. America could never have won the war militarily without occupying or destroying North Vietnam. You know, once the troops came, the thing that we don't understand about Vietnam in America is many people, many politicians say Vietnam was an undercommitment, you know, an undercommitment by the United States. You know, and that's not true. It wasn't. We committed a lot to Vietnam.
That's right.
But the wrong kind of commitment, you know? Jerry Hickey understands. See, if Jerry Hickey were president...
He's very anti-communist, but he understands.
Right. And if Jerry Hickey was the president of the United States in 1963 or 64, we would not have had a war in Vietnam. You know, we wouldn't have had a war. The Vietnamese would have decided it. Lansdale would have been an advisory effort. It would have stayed there for a very short period of time. And then if the Vietnamese and Diem couldn't do it themselves, then America wasn't going to save South Vietnam then.
That's why General Love and Corinne made the report in 1955.
Right.
You saw that one.
That's the one that's in that book. Yes, it was. It's in the book that won the award, right? General Lawton Collins.
Yeah.
1955.
Yeah. And nowadays the CIA just released it.
The CIA released it, and the Vietnamese have talked about it. Yeah, yeah.
But the Vietnamese, we know about that time he proposed not to use the bottom deal.
Right.
But land there differently.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why they sent Ryan R. to replace it.
I have not seen the Lawton Collins report. I have not read it yet. I have to go get it from the CIA.
What
the Collins, yes. I don't have the report.
Yeah.
You have it?
Yeah.
Maybe I can get the citation. Do you have it? Do you have it right here?
Yeah.
I take a look. Let me get. I write it down. That's all.
Yeah.
This will be the Lawton Collins 1955 report. He keeps some important things on his bed. Contact Joyce Hoffman at jhoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, at odu.edu. That's Old Dominion University. She's working on a book on women reporters, specifically Frances Fitzgerald, Beverly Deep, and Jill Kremenz. And I want to find out what her status is on Beverly Deep and Frances Fitzgerald. She saw on sometime in early January, probably 2000. The letter that she wrote on is February
4th, 2002. Because they wanted to have the background story of the communists, you know, intention, a long-range program.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I needed a long-range program.
Very objective.
To carry or not. How to carry. That's why I show you the other one, the resolution number 19.
Yes.
Oh, the third Congress. In order to tell you that they could not carry out from E to Z. But up to that point, they had to make concessions.
I thought this was an interesting article because it's July 5th, 1965.
Yeah.
Just 2 weeks before July 28th, the Americanization. And in the White House, they're debating General Westmoreland's plan for 208,000 American troops to come. My book, Planning a Tragedy, is that. So, I wanted to ask you, how many articles did you write that just had your name? Many? 10, 12, 20?
I don't remember. Including the Marine and Anang, etc. We were in operation with them too.
Okay. So I will go.
I don't know how many anyway.
I will do research.
Maybe she found it interesting, so she just took one copy of it.
Well, I should be able to find in the New York Herald Tribune.
From 60, that's close to 60. Toward the end of 1942, the closing of the national edition in May 1965. That's why they kept going on with the international edition, because they lost money. I think the owner, the publisher, he was, I think, some kind of a master in London. That's why Queen Elizabeth,
yes,
know him very well. It seemed to me that when she went to the U.S., she stayed at his house rather than...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it seemed to me so. The publisher. I forgot his name.
Well, I will do research on this, and also I told you I'm going to the Sacramento Bee to see if I can find anything you wrote in 1959.
I think maybe one story about the propaganda.
About propaganda?
About propaganda, because I learned it from... Let's help people. So I planned in that one. I didn't mention that when they had explained to the nationalists about the communist intention, etc.
Okay. I will try to find it and bring it to you, too, when I see you next, after the new year. Okay. So. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.